Right, it is time for Burning Planet. Chat to somebody who works for the Daily Maverick's Burning Planet unit or contributes to the Daily Maverick's Burning Planet coverage. And this afternoon we're talking to Kevin Bloom, a senior investigative journalist at our Burning Planet, who took issue in a piece earlier this week about the sort of approving level of conversation at Davos about something called carbon removal, which Kevin describes in his article as a myth. Kevin, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, John. Thanks for having me back on.
A great pleasure. I think it's best to start with what is carbon removal, and then we can discuss why you think it is a myth after you've just given us the background.
Well, they're referring to technologies that suck carbon out of the air, putatively, because none of these technologies have been proved yet, although you've had governments and corporations talking about it for going on 5 years now. Guedi Mantashe talks about it a lot himself. One of the best-known ones would be carbon capture and storage, but again, none of these technologies have been proved on the ground yet.
Is there a possibility that they might be proved and that they might actually make a contribution to decarbonizing the planet?
There is a possibility that they might be proved. When it comes to decarbonizing the planet, John, I just can't see, looking at the maths, and neither can most commentators who are unembedded, see this as a solution to what the oil and gas majors are emitting at the moment and continuing to emit.
Yeah, because, I mean, they're part of the problem and they have to be part of the solution in one way or another, Kevin.
Well, I mean, what we're looking at now, there was a major investigative piece that was published in The Guardian on the 11th of May, looking at 195 carbon bombs that 12 of the biggest oil and gas majors in the world have planned in the works at the moment. Now, a carbon bomb is a project that would be a gas extraction project or an oil project that would emit more than 1 billion tons of carbon. So you've got 195 of these, which together add up to 646 billion tons of carbon that's already in the works. So this is already done. It's already signed. And this blows our carbon budget. So this is incompatible with 2 degrees of global warming, and we're seeing what extreme weather events are doing around the world at 1.1, 1.2. So what you got happening at Davos is Microsoft Corporation and Salesforce Inc. saying that there's another $300 million that's going into this carbon removal technology through an initiative that's led by the U.S., by Joe Biden, by the U.S. Department of State, by the U.S. climate envoy John Kerry, and they're trumpeting the fact that $10 billion has already been set aside for investment pledges. Another $300 million was announced at Davos on Wednesday, but I mean, it just pales into insignificance next to what the oil and gas majors are doing. These 12 big oil and gas majors are spending $103 million a day on new exploration projects, and it's absolutely slaughtering the planet. So, you know, the First Movers Coalition and what they're talking about at Davos and what they were talking about at COP26 is it's a distraction. It's an absolute distraction.
I agree with you. Personally, I wouldn't trust an oil and gas major as far as I could throw a decommissioned coal-fired power station, which is not very far at all. But at the same time, I think I must ask whether there isn't such an inbuilt bias towards these people who carry out practices that we find anathema, that there isn't such an inbuilt bias towards them that we can't see that maybe a really refined and well-researched and well-resourced carbon removal technology might not make a significant contribution.
It would make a contribution, John, and you know, the climate scientists are saying it would make a contribution, but it's going to make absolutely no difference unless the fossil fuel industry rapidly scales back in the short term now. We're talking the next, you know, the latest report that came out of the IPCC is saying within the next 3 years, we have to scale back drastically. And if we do that, then the carbon removal technologies can help us to stay below 1.5 degrees. But if the oil and gas majors just carry on doing what they're doing with the sanction of the U.S. government, of the Chinese government, of the Russian government, of the Saudi Arabian government, then it's going to make absolutely no difference and be nothing more than a distraction.
And on a much smaller scale, it's an issue that we face here in South Africa, where there appears to be a sort of renewed commitment to our own oil and gas extractive program.
Absolutely. And our Minister of Mineral Resources and Energy, Gwede Mantashe, has been talking about carbon capture and storage for the last 4 or 5 years. Our Burning Planet had a seminar, a roundtable with the top guys at DMRE 6 weeks ago, and they carried on talking about it. And we can see what our coal-fired power stations are doing for the quality of the air in Mpumalanga, and you can also see that it's not even delivering us our power. So it's distraction upon distraction.
Kevin Bloom, Senior Investigative Journalist at the Daily Maverick's Burning Planet. Thank you very, very much indeed.